Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're plunging into, well, a really fascinating, maybe even frustrating topic. It reveals a real paradox.
Yeah.
How AI tools, especially, you know, within Salesforce environments, tools designed to supercharge our productivity.
Right.
Can often end up doing the exact opposite. It's like, we've built these incredible digital superhighways, but we're still constantly getting stuck in traffic jams.
That's a great analogy.
There's this tangible, often overlooked cost to all this promised efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hitting our wallets and, frankly, our well-being.
It's such a critical point. And our mission today, really, in this deep dive is to unpack why this explosion of AI capability, particularly in Salesforce, frequently backfires.
Yeah.
Why it leads to something we call context switching. We're going to expose its staggering, often unseen costs, and maybe most importantly, arm you with some concrete solutions.
Yeah.
Because the core takeaway here is, look, AI itself is groundbreaking, truly, but how it's implemented, how it actually fits into your daily workflow, that matters enormously.
Okay, let's unpack this context switching thing then.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all do it, right? Probably hundreds of times a day,
mm-hmm.
often without even realizing the cumulative toll it takes. How would you describe it? For someone who feels perpetually busy but can't quite nail down why.
Well, think of context switching as the mental acrobatics you have to do constantly, pivoting from one task, one application, sometimes even just one train of thought to another.
Right.
Imagine you're like deep into drafting a critical customer proposal in Salesforce. Then bam, your Slack lights up. Urgent message. So you immediately switch gears to reply.
Yep. Happens all the time.
Then you remember you need a specific case study forcing you to dig through Google Docs or maybe Notion. Then you jump back into Salesforce to quickly check some pipeline metrics for that proposal you were working on.
Okay, I'm feeling stressed just listening to that.
Exactly. That whirlwind of rapid shifts right there, that's a whole flurry of context switches. It's what keeps us feeling busy, you know, but often not deeply productive.
It feels immediate and personal because we all experience it. And what's truly fascinating here, I think, is just how much this constant pivoting hurts us. It goes way beyond just the obvious mental effort, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Each of those switches might seem like it only takes a few seconds, right? But the research, the studies show the brain actually needs up to 9.5 minutes to fully regain its focus afterward.
9.5 minutes.
Wow. Think about that cognitive lag. And the cumulative effect is just massive time loss, plus a noticeable drop in the quality of your output.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe most importantly, significant mental fatigue by the end of the day. I mean, who hasn't felt that brain fog after a particularly jumpy work day?
Oh, yeah. That 4 p.m. slump hits hard sometimes. I was actually floored by some of the statistics we dug up on this. They really hammer home the sheer magnitude of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But really jumped out at me with this idea of toggle overhead. We're talking around 1,200 app toggles per day per user. That's according to research from Catalog and Cornell. 1,200.
It's a mind-boggling number, isn't it? And what that number truly represents isn't just, you know, wasted clicks. It's a fundamental disruption to deep, focused work. It really forces us to ask, are we building systems that genuinely empower focus? Or are we kind of inadvertently creating these digital obstacles that just erode it?
And it gets worse, unfortunately. The Harvard Business Review points out that we're losing 4 hours per week per user, just reorienting between tools.
There are hours.
4 hours. That leads straight to a productivity drain.
Oh, yeah.
Up to 40% of effective work time lost just to task switching. That was HBR again in 2021.
40%.
And it's not just the toggles either. We're spending nearly an hour a day, 59 minutes per day, just scavenging for data across siloed apps. That's from RingCentral. And the average employee, using 9 to 10 apps per day, according to Salesforce's own data from 2023.
It's app overload.
Totally. And Asana found nearly half of workers say toggling tools makes them feel less productive. It even impacts basic cognitive function. A University of London study suggested task switching can reduce IQ by up to 10 points.
Wow, 10 points. So, okay, if we connect this to the bigger picture, these stats, they reflect more than just inefficiency, right? They highlight a very real, often hidden financial cost.
Yeah, bottom line.
Exactly. Consider a Salesforce user making, say, $100,000 a year. If they lose just 5% of their work time to this context switching,
mm-hmm.
that translates to a $5,000 productivity hit for just one person.
Okay.
Now, scale that. Across a 1,000-person organization, you're suddenly looking at a staggering $5 million annually. gone.
$5 million.
It's this hidden tax, you know? It doesn't show up neatly on a budget line item, but it's absolutely eroding profitability and efficiency day in and day out.
Okay, so let's zoom in from this general problem to a specific battleground.
Yeah.
The Salesforce ecosystem itself. Despite that big customer 360 promise, the unified view.
Yeah.
What are the core challenges we're seeing there that contribute to this context switching nightmare?
Well, despite the vision, which is a good vision, Salesforce still operates with a pretty sprawling architecture underneath. You've got Sales Cloud, Service Cloud, Marketing Cloud, Slack, Experience Cloud, plus a whole ecosystem of partner tools.
Right, lots of moving parts.
Exactly. And the issue is these parts rarely share truly unified workflows. So what does that mean? It means users are constantly toggling, even within what's supposed to be a single platform.
Even inside Salesforce itself.
Precisely. Think about a typical sales rep. They might use, say, Einstein GPT in Sales Cloud to help draft an email. Then they jump over to Slack for some internal chat about it. Then they need to check Service Cloud to see related customer cases. And then maybe reference a Google Doc or a Notion page for some extra background info.
It sounds exhausting just listing it. It's a relentless chain of jumps.
It really is.
So AI, which is meant to simplify things, often feels more like a bolt-on solution rather than something truly built in. Is that what you're seeing in the data as well? Does it back that feeling up?
Absolutely. The data totally supports this frustration. Get this. 45% of users say they would use generative AI more frequently if it were deeply integrated into the tools they already use every day.
Okay. Nearly half.
But, and this is a big but, striking 60% of IT leaders admit that right now, it isn't integrated like that.
60%. So there's a disconnect.
Huge disconnect. And it reminds me of what the psychologist Gerald Weinberg famously noted. He said, every context switch can knock off 20-80% of productivity.
20-80%.
Yeah. It's a huge potential loss. And it perfectly encapsulates the problem we're seeing with fragmented AI implementations.
And it seems to get even deeper than that. Because companies aren't just dealing with Salesforce's internal fragmentation, right? They're layering multiple AI tools on top of it all. Often without any real unifying framework.
It's spot on.
You might have Einstein GPT handling predictions in one corner, while a totally separate GPT-powered Copilot drafts content over here, and then maybe your analytics tools are running on standalone large language models somewhere else entirely. Is this what you're referring to as AI sprawl? And I guess, is more AI inherently better, or are we missing something critical?
That is precisely what we mean by AI sprawl. And no, absolutely not. More AI isn't always better, especially when it's disconnected like that. The numbers are pretty telling here, too. The average enterprise, according to MuleSoft, actually uses 991 apps.
991.
Yep. And maybe even more astonishingly, 80% of businesses are running multiple AI models concurrently.
80%.
So this AI sprawl essentially means you have all these disconnected models doing overlapping work, which not only causes that workflow friction we talked about.
Right, the talk.
But it also leads to really opaque, confusing pricing structures. As one Gartner analyst pointed out, you could be potentially paying twice or even more for basically the same AI job being done in different silos. And your teams, they're still stuck switching between all those tools.
So you pay more and you're less productive. That doesn't sound like a good deal.
Not exactly a winning formula, no.
So, okay, given all these challenges, the toggling, the sprawl, the hidden costs, is anyone actually solving this? Are there examples of, like, truly unified AI being put into practice successfully?
Yes, absolutely. There's definitely good news on this front. Salesforce itself, interestingly, is tackling this very problem internally. They have a major initiative called Customer Zero.
Customer Zero.
Yeah. Basically, using their own company as the first and best customer. They deployed Slack-native Einstein bots for their own internal HR and IT support teams, specifically to address this issue of fragmentation and context switching within their walls.
Okay, so eating their own dog food, so to speak. Hmm. And what happened? What were the results?
The results were actually incredibly impressive. In just 3 months, so a really short time frame, that Slack AI assistant handled 370,000 internal queries.
Wow.
It saved an estimated 50,000 employee hours and significantly reduced system switches because people could get their answers consolidated right inside Slack where they were already working.
50,000 hours saved in 3 months.
Yeah.
That is concrete proof, isn't it? That embedded AI done right can dramatically cut down context switching and deliver real tangible value.
It's a really powerful demonstration. It shows what happens when AI is truly built in, you know, not just bolted on as an afterthought.
And here's where, for me, it gets really interesting. Think about another example. The Einstein Copilot integrated directly into their V2MOM strategy tool.
Ah, yes. The V2MOM example is great.
For those who don't know, V2MOM is Salesforce's internal framework. It stands for Vision, Values, Methods, Obstacles, and Measures. That's how they do strategic planning.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of bouncing out to ChatGPT or some other external AI assistant to brainstorm or draft parts of their strategy, users can generate strategy drafts right there, in place.
Yeah.
The assistant is on the same screen.
No context switch.
Exactly. No context switch, no separate tool needed, just assistance right in the flow of work. It makes the whole process feel seamless.
And building on successful examples like that, organizations can, and really should, strategically reduce AI fragmentation and context switching. The key is shifting the focus, moving away from just adopting the latest shiny AI feature.
Right, the feature frenzy.
Towards deeply integrating AI into the core workflows where people actually spend their time. We've actually identified 5 key strategic recommendations for organizations looking to do this.
Okay, let's hear them.
First, embed AI in core workflows. Seems obvious, but it's crucial. Place AI capabilities directly inside the daily tools your teams already live in. That means Salesforce Lightning Experience, Slack Workspaces, the Service Cloud Console, even email clients like using Einstein for Outlook.
Makes sense. Meet them where they are.
Precisely. As the CRM industry analyst Brent Leary puts it, the closer AI is to where work is already happening, the greater its ROI. Simple but powerful.
Okay, number one. Embed. What's next?
Second, consolidate redundant tools. You absolutely need to audit your tech stack. Remember that MuleSoft finding? The average enterprise running almost 1,000 applications.
991, yeah.
Crazy. You have to map out your AI tools by function, identify the overlaps, and then make some tough decisions. Eliminate those redundant copilots, the extra bots, the overlapping add-ons. Standardize your AI use across key platforms like Salesforce, Slack, and maybe one or two other approved large language models. Clean house, essentially.
Get rid of the sprawl. Okay, number three.
Third, unify data and integrate systems. This is huge because even the smartest AI is, well, kind of dumb if it's fed fragmented, siloed data. A whopping 81% of IT leaders agree that data fragmentation is the single biggest barrier to AI effectiveness today.
So fix the data foundation.
Exactly. Tactics here include using API middleware, think MuleSoft Anypoint, for real-time integrations between systems. Adopting something like Salesforce Data Cloud to connect all your disparate customer data points. And implementing unified search tools like Coveo or Algolia across your apps to cut down on that data scavenging time we talked about.
Right, that 59 minutes a day. Okay, unified data. Number four.
Fourth, explore agentic AI. This is really looking towards the next phase of AI evolution. Think of it not just as adding more tools, but as deploying an intelligent orchestrator.
And orchestrator.
Yeah, AI that works across different tools. These so-called agentic systems can execute complex tasks spanning multiple platforms autonomously. Imagine an AI agent that can pull CRM data from Salesforce, cross-reference related documents in Google Drive, analyze meeting notes from Slack, and then draft follow-up emails based on all of it, without you manually jumping between those apps.
Okay, that sounds like the future, getting AI to do the switching for you.
In a sense, yes. It's about automating this cross-application workflows. And finally, number five, which is maybe the least techie but just as critical, governance, training, and change management.
The people side.
Absolutely. The best tools in the world won't deliver results if people don't know how to use them properly or if there aren't clear guidelines. You need clear AI usage policies. You need thorough training specifically on the embedded features so people know they exist and how to leverage them within their flow. And you need to consistently monitor adoption rates and, crucially, context switching rates using UX analytics or similar tools. You can't improve what you don't measure.
Embed, consolidate, unify data, explore agentic AI, and governance training.
Got it. Yeah. And the real world ROI from Salesforce's own internal benchmarks, those customer zero examples, they really bring this all home, don't they? They show how embedding AI truly unlocks productivity at scale.
They really do.
Like they're Einstein for Slack for the engineering teams. Used for internal Q&A, handling over 18,000 queries. It saved 275,000 hours per year.
250,000 hours. That's the equivalent of 130 full-time engineers. Just from answering questions more efficiently within Slack.
It's incredible.
Or their concierge IT support system.
Yeah.
By streamlining ticket resolution for 88,000 cases, it saved 66,000 hours per year. And that Einstein Copilot for sales, the one integrated into V2MOM for strategy generation and also used for case drafting, it saw much higher adoption rates, over 45%, specifically because it was right there, context-free input, no switching needed.
So, I mean, what does this all really mean for you listening right now?
Yeah.
The future of Salesforce AI and AI in the enterprise generally, it isn't about just piling on more assistants, more bots, more tools.
Right.
It's about developing fewer, smarter, and far more integrated ones. Because fragmented AI tooling and the context switching it forces, these are stealth productivity killers. They won't show up as a neat line item on your financial statements, no, but they absolutely, positively erode performance, they lower morale, and they seriously hinder effective decision-making across the entire organization.
A powerful summary and maybe a final thought for everyone listening. As you go about your day tomorrow, or even later today, how might proactively identifying and addressing context switching in your own digital workflows, maybe even outside of Salesforce, unlock some untapped potential, hidden pockets of productivity you never even realized were there?
Yeah.
Just take a moment. Observe your own daily toggles. Count them, maybe. You might be surprised at what you find.